I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, literary legend Toni Morrison talks about her new novel, A Mercy. But first, on Monday, during a press conference, Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich dared his critics.
Say, if anybody wants to tape my conversations, go right ahead. Feel free to do it. I don't care whether you tape me privately or publicly. I can tell you that whatever I say is always lawful.
Well, the authorities took him up on that. The governor and a top aide were arrested yesterday on corruption charges stemming from allegations that the governor, in essence, tried to sell the U.S. Senate seat vacated by President-elect Obama to the highest bidder. The two men are free on bond today, but the state and the country are reeling from this news. Here to tell us more about the scandal is Chicago Sun-Times columnist Mary Mitchell. Mary, welcome back. Thanks for speaking with us.
It's great to be here.
Mary, the governor alluded to the fact in the soundbite we just heard that he knew he was being investigated. What was he being investigated for to begin with?
Well, first of all, he's been investigated for pay to play. And in Illinois, that means that contractors, people who want to do business with the state of Illinois, there's a system where they pay campaign contributions, and then they stand around and wait for the governor, or the person who is in leadership position, to award them with either a contract or a seat on the board or something tangible. It is illegal. Has been many people surrounding the governor. The name Resco, Tony Resco, comes to mind. William Cellini comes to mind. All these people have been prosecuted. Stuart Levine, connected to the governor on pay-to-play scandals. So it's not surprising that the governor got caught up in all of this. What is astounding is that he knew he was being watched, probably taped, and he continued on that path.
The specific allegations around his arrest had to do with his efforts to essentially bid out the Senate seat, because he, as the governor, has the sole authority to appoint someone to fill that vacancy. I wanted to ask, Mary, you know, a lot of times in political circles, people are aware of rumors. Now, a lot of people are starting to wonder why it was taking him so long to find a successor. Was it rumored that the Senate seat was part of this pay-for-play scandal?
No. Mm-hmm. That's a whole new level. I mean, people are astounded that given the fact that he was under suspicion, they would actually go there. So, no, that part of it wasn't rumored. Actually, people were thinking that the prosecution, the feds were being steady on their course. They were looking at all of these things surrounding the governor and would eventually either charge the governor or the governor would end up in an impeached situation. No one was talking about selling the seat or that the seat was being auctioned off. And so that is just it caught everybody by surprise.
What happens to this vacant Senate seat now?
It's up for grabs. Two things can happen. Either the Illinois General Assembly will pass a law that will strip the Governor Rod Blagojevich of his right to appoint a replacement. Or they will impeach the governor. That's a possibility. Or they will hold a special election. I think that, and I favor holding a special election because the pool of candidates now is tainted. We don't know who was trying to pay to play. We don't know who had approached the governor with a deal. We have no idea who that person might be. So in order to be fair here, they really would have to hold an election and let the people make their choice.
Is there any provision for that? How would that actually be accomplished?
That would be accomplished by the Illinois General Assembly voting to change the law, passing a law, a change that would require that the governor would actually have to give up his right to appoint. That can be done.
Now, Lieutenant
Governor, and as we speak, mm-hmm. they are plotting to do that.
Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn has called on Blagojevich to do the right thing, as he put it, and step aside. The Attorney General, Lisa Madigan, also said that he should resign. Do you think he will? Is there any indication that he might?
He will not resign, and the reason why he won't resign is because he needs to that paycheck. It's, what we saw from the 76-page criminal complaint is that he was worried about money. So he's not giving up his paycheck. That's number one. And number two, he wants to have the state pay for his legal fees. If he gives up and he leaves office, that's not a guarantee that the state will pay for his legal fees. So I think that he will stay on until they actually drive him out of office, which will be a shame for the Illinois citizens.
And speaking of the citizens, has he been a popular governor? How is he viewed? Obviously, he's had this war with the editorial page, because part of the one of the things we hadn't talked about is the fact that he was holding over assistance from the state with the Tribune Company in their efforts to, you know, raise some money, saying that he wanted in exchange for that for them to fire editorial columnists who'd been critical of him. Has he been popular? How is he viewed? Or before
well,
all
when
this?
When he came into office in 2003, he was replacing a Republican administration that had been in control for 25 years. There was a lot of hope. People were just joyful that he actually won the election. And since then, it was downhill all the way. He never got along with the leaders in both the House and in the Senate. He was always holding up some piece of key legislation. He was seen as cocky. His plans and spending plans were viewed as schemes. He's probably the most unpopular governor. He's probably about as unpopular in Illinois as President Bush is in the nation.
Mary Mitchell is a columnist with the Chicago Sun-Times. She was kind enough to join us for member station WBEZ in Chicago. Mary, thanks so much. Keep in touch.
Thank you.